B-Pod Studios.
The game for a while. I mean, he was out for a good period of time initially.
Yep.
And came back. I mean, that's a big part of this thing.
I agree.
Because you saw when Fletch was out, they had to bring Hester in it. They were getting no pressure up the middle. Then soon as Fletch came back in the first play.
It was back.
It was amazing,
right? It was back.
At Jernigan, with all of them, all of a sudden pressure is coming nonstop.
I agree.
It's crazy. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Time for our Big Green Giveaway.
97.5, the Fanatic. Big Green Giveaway.
All right, here's the keyword for you. It's game, G-A-M-E. Enter the keyword game on the Fanatic app or at 97.5thefanatic.com by 1:15. We'll call you if you're randomly selected and you win $1,000. Everyone that enters the contest will be qualified for the $10,000 grand prize that comes up at the end of February. So make sure you get registered. Complete contest rules are available at 97.5thefanatic.com. And it's all brought to you by TurnersvilleJeep.com, the Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer. Once again, enter the keyword game on the Fanatic app or at 97.5thefanatic.com and do so by 1:15. Good luck to you. All right, it's time now for the Bring the Heat line and the Foles Faith line. And it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Oh, this is sad.
If there's a man to pray, I said if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer.
Then he broke our heart. It's like a true blues song now.
Really?
Feeling the blues.
You were talking about going to the Pines. What does it say? The Pines and the...
Yeah.
Of California?
Yeah, that's where you end up. The third verse or the second verse of the song is all about the Pines and going out to California. Between the forest and the pines.
Forest and the pines.
Yeah.
Which is between the forest and the pines, man. That's L.A.
Yeah, that was L.A., and we were all set to go, and we were all pumped up about it, but and it wasn't to be.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was all geeked up over the Foles Faith line.
Yeah.
But it's kind of sad right now.
I know. I'm feeling like bluesy, like.
Yeah.
Like I'm like Delta Blues right now.
I know. And I love the song. Like yesterday, the song had an entirely different connotation. I was playing it all during the show from
Hit the Bring the Heat line at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages. And a lot of these probably came from in the game, Andrew? During?
No, I think the majority of them were after.
Okay. So let's see what came in after the Eagles season ended yesterday. Here we go.
Got a lot of emotions going through me right now, but... Most importantly, I just want to say thank you, Nick Foles. The last two seasons, the Eagles have had their starter go down with injury, and for most teams, that means the season's done. For the Eagles, it was a Super Bowl win and a wild playoff ride where no one else thought they'd even make it. So, once again, thank you, Nick Foles. Best of luck wherever you end up. Foles forever, and go Bears!
Totally.
That was, very nice. Very nice.
I agree, too, because...
Foles.
Gives you something. You know, when your starting quarterback goes down, that position's so important. It's very hard to survive that.
Yeah.
And the Eagles got a Super Bowl and a wild ride out of doing it. It's amazing. The story really is really great.
And now you go to Sudsy Settlemyer.
Wow. You go to the emergency, the E-Bug. Emergency backup goaltender. Wow. That's a good reference out of you.
Nate.
Alshon Jeffrey, keep your head up, my boy. One of the greatest signings in my lifetime as an Eagles fan for 25 years. And more importantly, Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles, thank you for all the happiness and joy I never thought I could experience until it was done in 2018.
Wow. What's going on here?
Oh.
This is right after the game.
Yeah, I mean...
People appreciate it.
You can't.
Love
what are you going to do? You can't kill them.
No.
You got to praise them. praise the guys. They're thinking a lot of joy, man, his crew.
And I'm glad to hear people recognize
them. I admire them. Nah, these fans are great fans.
What'd you change the music for? Back to the old music?
Well, it's because the next couple of messages
aren't
that. Oh, yeah.
Nasty
touch. Slightly different tone.
I couldn't go, Jesus just left Chicago with these next couple calls.
Oh,
so,
really?
Okay. All right, let's see what it is.
Keep talking.
Jim Schwartz. Ever heard of, a blitz? You know, those things, you send extra people because Drew Brees got, 1,000 seconds in the pocket to pick this team apart. What a moron.
20 points, Holmes.
Yeah, listen, I understand people's frustrations about, the not bringing the pressure. And during that drive, I was getting antsy. But, you can't go moron when that defense allows 20 points to the Saints at home.
Yeah, I put out a tweet after the game, and I put down, 6 points of how I was feeling at the moment. Number 6 on my list, Anthony, was I hope this is the end of the Schwartz era. And a lot of people were like, dude, they held him to 20 points. For me, I get that. He wasn't the problem yesterday. But I just hope it's the Schwartz era is over in total because, like you, I don't like the scheme.
Yeah.
And I remember back. I remember that if this season was about one thing with the Eagles, it's the year of the third down conversion for the opposition.
Yes.
That's the tale of this season from the Tennessee game, Carolina. Yeah. How many times was that third and 12, third and 14 converted that killed this team?
Sure.
If you want to do the video that chronicles the 2018 season, it's third down and miss. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
couldn't get off the field.
So Hembo,
Paul Hembekidis?
Yes, who I love when he's on with Mike.
And great
Mike,
numbers guy, yeah.
Yeah, and he does. I mean, I hate numbers.
Yep.
But his numbers are really good. And I love when he's on with Mike and they have a really good tete-a-tete.
Mm-hmm.
He said yesterday the Saints were 4 out of 5 on 3rd and 10 and longer.
Wow.
All right?
Yeah.
The other 3 games combined, 2 for 22.
Wow, that's incredible.
3rd and 10 and longer.
Yeah, they made a 3rd and 10 at, a 3rd and 16, a 3rd and 13, and a 3rd and 10. Now, the last 3rd and 10 was Kamara to salt away the game, that run.
Yeah.
But... And there was one, there was a 3rd and 12 that they didn't get. Incredible, though. To be 4 out of 5 in 3rd and 10 or longer is amazing.
Oh, big time.
What's next?
It's been about 1 hour since we lost. I guess 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 beers. Look what they do to me.
I had a hard time understanding exactly.
He was counting the beers.
Oh, okay.
He said, look what they do to me. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's counting the empties.
Oh.
Uh-huh. 12.
The empty cans?
It's 12.
12 in an hour. It's good work.
It is good work.
Wow, that's fraudulent, too, because there's no way that dude pounded 12 beers in 1 hour. And then could speak that clearly.
Why, you don't think so?
No, 12 beers in one hour?
It didn't hit him yet.
My boy Boo could probably do that.
12? No way.
Jamie can do it.
Jamie can do it.
A 12-pack in an hour?
Well, if you're going,
no way.
You going Bud Light?
No, my boy Boo could do 12 Coors Lights.
That's a beer every 5 minutes.
You're not talking about an hour. IPAs.
No, you're not going Heady Topper.
No, but right. Still, that's still a beer Heady every topper. 5 minutes for an hour. That's not easy, dude. That's a lot of ounces. So they're 12-ounce beers.
My boy Boo could do that.
That's why it's 144 ounces in an hour.
Boo riding.
No, you got to do a formula. You got to go shotgun one. And drink the next one normal.
I'm not buying
shotgun
it. I'm
again.
Not buying that the bro could do it. I'm not buying Boo could do it.
Boo would do it in a second.
We'll bring him in.
No problem.
Bring him in.
Do it.
I want to see this experiment.
He takes a sip. He's one of these guys that takes a sip of beer.
And 3/4 gone.
Like it's like... And then he just
falls down,
sucks it in, and it's out. He's not trying. He does it because he just loves it.
So he gets a 20-ounce draft and takes a sip, and it's almost half gone.
Yeah,
after
it's
a sip.
Not he's not trying. I mean, listen, at this age, nobody's trying to impress.
Yeah, no, it's just the way
just
he is.
He's trying to enjoy yourself, whatever. He just
you guys aren't doing keg stands?
He just loves the beer. He loves it.
He loves the beer?
Nah,
he's a beer man.
He loves his beer. Are you kidding me? 12 in an hour?
Nah, I'm not buying it.
That's no problem.
Until I see it, I'm not buying it.
Oh, man. This game seems like Doug had them first 2 touchdowns was his first 15-play strips. And then all of a sudden, they fell apart.
and Jim Schwartz with his damn prevent defense. And I guess St. Nick lost his magic because it's over. It's been a good year, I guess. Not.
It wasn't a prevent defense.
I guess not.
It was a great year, I thought.
He said, I guess it was a good year.
Not great year.
Not.
Yeah.
What's that about?
To me, it wasn't a great year. It turned out to be a very good year.
No, but like, what was that called? Like, he said...
He said not at the end.
I guess it was a great year. Not. Dude, are we soft or
he was
are we...
an all or nothing guy.
Or do we have perspective? Which is what?
I mean, the thing about this year was that made it more so enjoyable was that you thought it was over so many times and they kept giving you new life. And then, week 17, you win and... Minnesota of all teams loses and the Bears help you get in, then you beat the Bears who helped you get in. It was tremendous. Right?
Tremendous.
I enjoyed this year.
I can't have that. I can't have that opinion, man. You're just sour.
Yeah. There were very frustrating moments this season, which made the great moments feel even better.
Yeah, man.
17-0 in the fourth quarter. Carolina was killer.
They took you for a ride over the holidays.
They hit you on every emotional level.
I wish they were. I'm sad it's not continuing.
Yeah, I remember you saying if they lose this game to the Cowboys, it's going to ruin my holiday.
Yeah, in fact, it was the opposite.
They saved it because St. Nick came in and saved it.
Right, it was an incredible time.
That hurts. Hurts like touching a hot pan in the oven. Hurts like stubbing your pinky toe on a metal bed frame. Oh. Hurts like slipping on ice and falling on your back. That one hurts.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, no, it does hurt.
Oh, the stick.
That I won't deny.
To stub your toe in the metal bed frame. Like, I can feel that when he said it.
It's the worst.
That is one of the worst feelings in the world.
Stepping on a toy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the
a
toy.
Lego.
Oh,
but
my
not catching
God.
It on the heel. Catching it in the arch.
No, exactly.
Oh, the arch
it
is
feels
killer.
Like it's pointing out the top of your foot.
You feel like you stepped on a rusty nail?
Yes.
Oh. What about... you step on certain things on the beach when you're in your bare feet.
Yeah, man.
That's not good.
I broke my big toe, same one, twice, on the final step when I was running down the stairs as a kid. Final step on New Year's Eve,
oh,
2 years in a row.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
You a little liquored up?
No, I was a kid.
Oh, when you're
you should
kid.
See, I can't bend it. It's
you can't bend your big toe?
No.
Really? So you got a defunct big toe.
Yeah, man, I got a baldy toe.
It's like Baldy's pinky? Your big toe
Baldy's
is like,
big toe.
Your
oh, Baldy.
That's classic. What's next?
Hey, Jason, I guess I have more scars to add to my face now. So I guess we didn't make up for the Fog Bowl, and now we have more scars from the Saints. Another game where we have to remember the pain and another chance in the future to get revenge. Still an Eagles fan, though.
Well, it is another scar. This is another mark on your body of disappointment. Now you got a lot, and some of them are to varying degrees. This one's not one across your face.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yes,
it's a scar. This one actually is like kind of like it's on your calf. Not that big of a deal. You don't show it all the time. It's not going to prevent you from landing the woman of your dreams because you got a scar on your calf.
Right.
Like one maybe across your face. You know, the one against Tampa, last game with the vet, was a razor blade to your cheek.
Yes.
Leaving you,
that was Scarface.
Yeah.
You look like Scarface.
That's what that one is. But this one, nah, this one's not that. What's next?
How do you not let that go down to the 2-minute warning? Everybody knows Breeze is the number one scoring QB in the damn league.
Yep.
When it comes to scoring points, you do not leave any time left on the clock, period.
See, I totally agree with that caller. And I'm not saying it because the play didn't work. I'm saying the reason why I didn't want him to run a play is because it was contradictory to the play that they ran right before that. They ran the ball with Darren Sproles up the middle for a simple reason, to milk clock. And then to get a playoff before the 2-minute warning and therefore give another stoppage of the clock when they could have just had one stoppage, not give Breeze any more time, was the thing that I didn't understand. Now, I understand where Doug came from on it. And he's like, I want to catch them off guard while the crowd really wasn't in it. Crowd thought it was going to the 2-minute warning. I get all that. And the play was there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I, same thing. I wanted it to go to the 2 minute warning. Mm-hmm. I get it. Just, you know, play worked. Now Sean just slipped right through his hands.
Yeah. And look, a timeout would
do.
A timeout wasn't like they had, it wasn't like they had the wrong play called and they rushed a play.
No. So I would have preferred it, but I, you know, like I understand it.
Totally agree. What's next?
Sean Payton. Just saying. I hope he eats skid marks for dinner for the rest of his life.
He's ripping Sean Payton? Is that who he's ripping there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing these people.
Did you hear the line? I hope he eats skid marks for dinner for his whole life.
That ain't
That's
right.
That's great.
I actually never heard that before.
I've never heard that either. Now, I got all these people tweeting me going.
It's pretty vile, but it's hysterical.
Ed Cox on Twitter goes, Jason, back in my day, a 12-pack an hour? Easy peasy. Probably one of the reasons I no longer drink, but it's absolutely doable.
Yeah, I put it to my group.
Oh, yeah? You put it in the group text?
Well, I actually sent it to this. Well, next to you. Boo could drink that before Jason finishes that. Nobody can, before you say nobody could drink 12,
he'd have it 12 done.
He would be done.
Bill Strobel goes, I've done 12 beers in 1 hour. True story.
I bet you Bill has. I know he has.
And Stephen Muldoon goes, my buddy and I killed a 24 case of Yingling in 55 minutes. Yes, we timed it because it was impressive. Before a Phillies game last year.
Yeah, you do.
Because the leak I took in the stadium was almost 2.5 minutes long.
It was an inning long.
It was an inning long?
Yeah.
Half inning or a full?
Half.
Well, nah, he only missed one at bat, 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, because Gabe made 6 pitching changes.
That's right. Two says a half hour. He goes a half hour.
No, just get out of here.
He says half hour. 12 and a half hour.
All right, if he could.
Frank the Animal could do that.
No, he couldn't.
Yes, he could.
Yeah, Frank also said he could take a slap shot of my head and he couldn't get a shot off, so I'm not buying it.
Dude, he actually took easy on you.
No, believe me, he would not take it easy on me.
He beat
the crap out of me at one point.
I know.
He couldn't shoot the puck. And he couldn't stay on his feet. It was like he's skating on rusty butter knives out there.
Now, you don't want me to say that to him, do you?
I said it to him. On the air, on your show.
Uh-oh.
After the fact.
He might have to pay a visit this week.
Well, he can beat the crap out of me. There's no question about that. But he can't score on me. Homeboy can't score on me. If he wants to take it to the ice, we'll take it to the ice.
Wow.
All right. We'll go over to the practice facility.
Do me a favor. Andrew, can you get that for me?
I'll get.
So I can send it to Frankie?
I'll tell you what. I'll give Frankie.
Frankie would not be happy at this.
Well, he's got to recognize. I'll give Frankie.
Frank?
10 slap shots. From the middle of the ice, top of the circles. And I'll give up one.
So your head will be over the glass. Yes,
he can. Believe me, he can.
Frankie can shoot.
Believe me, he can anymore.
I know he can.
I played against him in 2 alumni games. He can't shoot.
Dude, he's not even trying.
Trust me. He was trying.
No.
He wanted to bury it through my sternum.
All right,
set it up.
In fact, we'll do a little
midday show challenge.
I will. And in fact, make sure you send that to me, Andrew. It's going to go right to Frankie.
Yeah, send the MP3 to Ant, send it to Frank, and then we'll get on the ice and we'll do it. All right? I can't wait.
Shut up before he knocks your teeth out.
Yeah, well, he can knock my teeth out. I mean, geez, that's what he did. He didn't score.
He could
score 3 more goals than you. What's the matter with you?
Let me tell you something.
Add that to the tweet, too, Andrew.
He could still shoot.
Trust me. I saw it. I was on the ice. He can't shoot.
I was there. I saw it, too. I was with him.
You didn't see anything.
Is Bryce Harper coming to the Phillies? It looks positive. I'm hoping this is not going to make up for the Eagles' loss in no way. But at least I would feel a little better knowing that we got this guy in the fold.
Yeah! If Bryce signs,
it would make me feel better.
Like I want it like maybe Wednesday at 10:15, the announcement. I'm going to need another day to deal with this Eagles decompression. And then Wednesday, I'll be ready for a nice pick-me-up at 10:15.
Yeah, it's going to happen. They're going to sign him. Wednesday's nice.
Yeah, it's going to happen Wednesday, though, at 2:01.
I'm going to look at the lineup.
It'll happen at 2:01.
I was thinking tomorrow.
Thinking
about the lineup.
You thinking tomorrow?
I was thinking tomorrow. Because they wanted today to be Eagles Day.
Not Ruben's
tomorrow. They knew it was going to be Eagles Day.
They did. I agree. But, like, to me, if you want to maximize,
it's Wednesday.
I leave it a couple days. Yeah, Wednesday's good.
Maybe third. But you want a couple days this
Wednesday's
week.
Wednesday's good. Or maybe
mid-Wednesday.
Or maybe even you just roll in next Monday. liked
after
it.
The championship.
And just, yeah, right. Nobody cares about the championship.
Yeah, because you're everybody's out.
It's about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is it going to be at 150?
No, it's going to be at 201. Mikey Miss is going to give the general knowledge categories out. One of them, then Bryce Harper's going to sign tomorrow or on Wednesday. That's what's going to happen. You know it. Sure as I'm sitting here. All right, hit the Breeding Heat line, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages tonight. It's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Jesse in Atlanta on the Fanatic. How you doing, Jess?
Hey, fellas. What's up?
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, just want to pass on. I'm still in the hospital. I had a heart surgery.
Sorry to hear that.
Before Christmas. And flatlined twice on the table. So it's a miracle. And I'm so happy to hear you guys again. Hear everybody again.
Sure.
You guys are awesome. You're the best thing on radio. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesse. What do you want to say about the game, bud?
To be honest, it was the most calm I was ever during the Eagles playoff game.
Sure.
And had to keep my blood pressure down. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Get out of the hospital. I wish you nothing but the best, buddy.
Yeah, get well, man. Get
Friday,
out.
Friday, buddy.
Good.
I go home.
Oh, you going Friday?
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate
that's
you listening.
That's fantastic, buddy.
I mean, that's the overwhelming takeaway here is that you feel proud of your team because they didn't give. They had plenty of chances to toss in the towel with the equity of a Super Bowl last year, and they never did it. And then you brought up the moment that really got you was that Jason Peters weeping when Brandon Brooks went out with the
Nah, it got me good. That and Foles, when Foles goes over to console Alshon.
Yeah.
I thought that was
Alshon laying on the turf.
Yeah, I thought that was something.
Yeah, you're right. And then Doug greeting each player as he comes in the locker room.
Yeah, was, I mean, that's what...
It's that special.
Yeah, that's what he's great at. He's great at, you know, we talk about emotional intelligence.
There it is.
That drop that...
emotional intelligence.
Yeah, that one right here.
Well, that's case in point, big time, isn't it?
That's what he does well. That's what Chip Kelly didn't do, and that's what Doug. So you could be the smart. Like Chip Kelly, undeniably, was a smart dude,
mm-hmm.
but he was, you know,
cretin.
He was right. He was prickly, and
he makes prickly look like that's not even the right. It's not
right,
sharp enough.
Turn it from an adverb to a noun. And that's what you got. But, you know, Doug is the opposite of that.
Yeah, and you saw it on display once again. And they leave it. A lot of people very proud of the team, what they accomplished this year, despite all the injuries once again. And you got to think going into next year, geez, can we just have a year where the injury bug doesn't just murder this team?
Yeah, man.
Because it just seems to happen.
They were dropping,
the last 2 years.
Man. They were dropping.
In game yesterday, even.
I mean, sure were.
And look what you were down to. In the secondary.
Wes Hopkins, number on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, and Hawkins.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Connie Hawkins on there.
Not Hersey Hawkins. 610-632-0975. That
I can't
is the
see
number.
That, bro.
He's blind.
I'm blind.
Believe me, you can't read it on the air anyway.
Really?
Mikey. Well, it's. Well, remember what they said in Pulp Fiction? No pride. F pride. Midday show is back after this on the Fanatic.
Oh, let me tell you about the uncles, man. Why can't you just tell me that earlier? I don't see it on the screen. Did I miss that?
Oh my god!
I got distracted. Sorry.
That's all right, buddy. Listen, you've done a great job, so you don't have to worry about that. But let me tell you about the uncles. The uncles are fantastic. The uncles help you through everything. So if you're in need of a vehicle, well, you got to go see the uncles, right? The uncle's a special word in the family. Usually it's a wisdom guy, someone who gives you help, right? In addition to your parents, the uncle's like that kind of guy you look up to. That's why the uncles, Greg and Paul over at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, have been there at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall for three generations. Yes. They have something now called the Start Something New sales event where you can drive home a new Jeep for only $129 a month. That's right, just $129 a month only at Family. You'll get oil changes, state inspection, and loaner cars at no charge. That's it. At Family, your buying experience is always fun and fast and friendly. The best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations. That's Greg and Paul during the Start Something New sales event. Because listen, we know the deal, right? At Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, I'm telling you about the guys for years, over a decade. You're more than a customer. You're going to be family. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime at familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
The end of the road. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. Eagle season has come to an end after falling to the Saints 20-14. Nick Foles addressed the team.
I feel good about everyone's effort. I know everyone gave everything. This is tough just because, you know, this is the last time this team will be together, and that's the toughest part about this.
Brian Westbrook checks in with Mike at 4, Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Knicks yesterday 108-105. They'll play the Timberwolves tomorrow at 7. Flyers face the Wild tonight at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Our Big Green Giveaway keyword is coming up at 4 for your chance to win $1,000. Is a midday snack calling to you? Answer it with P3 Portable Protein Pack. It has meat, cheese, and nuts are perfect for on the go. Grab the more interesting way to get your protein with P3. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. Natalie Eggenoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertidis. Uh-huh. Middays, 975 The Fanatic. 975 The Fanatic welcomes 2019 by bringing back the 5K a day Big Green Giveaway. Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
And a chance to qualify for $10,000.
Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the Fanatic app.
Or at 975thefanatic.com.
This is a Beasley Media Group nationwide contest. Complete rules available at 975thefanatic.com. 975 The Fanatic's 5K a day Big Green Giveaway.
Brought to you on 975 The Fanatic by TurnersvilleJeep.com. The Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell, the partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Hear that? That's music to every basketball fan's ears. And this season, you can get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook, taking over 1 million bets a day, and now taking bets on basketball in New Jersey. So bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Hey, this is Ed Barlow from Barlow Chevrolet, and I'm here with Joel Embiid. Joel, thank you so much for everything you do on and off the court.
No problem, Ed, and thank you for putting me in the new Chevrolet. With outstanding customer service, a huge selection, and honest pricing, your dealership put forward a process I can trust.
Great to hear, Joel. I'm glad you trust our process. We look forward to doing business again. Find new roads at Barlow Chevrolet in Delran and at BarlowChevrolet.com.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Download today and check in.
All right, fellas. The last thing you want to hear when you're in the bedroom is, hey, it happens to everyone. This is Trey Thomas. And sometimes you wish you had a little help when it comes to doing your thing, if you know what I mean. Who wouldn't want a little performance enhancer when it comes to that? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. As guys, we all want to be 100% confident, right? Well, the folks at BlueChew.com have come up with the first ever chewable that brings your performance to another level. I mean, listen to some of this. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night, and it's less expensive than the other two. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office. BlueChew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 975. You'll only have to pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 975.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Have you ever watched HGTV for home remodeling inspiration? I do it all the time. Maybe Fixer Upper or whatever it might be. Well, maybe you've attended a home show or two to brainstorm with local contractors. Well, if you have no time for home shows this season, Window Nation wants to bring the home show savings right to your front door all this month. Call them today and mention home show promo to get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus, for a limited time only, you can get 0% financing for 18 months. So call today and get educated on the newest models and latest innovations demonstrated right in the comfort of your own home, absolutely free. You'll get factory incentives plus once a year home show discounts from the company that has installed over 450,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes. So let's get the show on the road. Get two free windows for every two you buy plus 0% financing. How do you do that? Well, you call Window Nation right now. You do so at 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. Again, the number 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Sports Talk, Westville, and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit InjuryLawyer.com.
All right, let's check the text board. I want to see if you agree with this one. I like it. Jim from the Palm.
Love Jim.
You know what instantly made me feel better about that loss? The pain in Alshon's face and the quivering of his voice when talking about it. He owned it and apologized. We can't possibly feel the pain he was feeling. He hurt more than us. It's like one of your family hurting, and you just want to pick them up. This team is everything we ever wanted in a team. I didn't see anyone yucking it up after the game. The genuine hurt, that they hurt like we hurt. They are us.
Mm.
Pretty profound, I thought.
And he's right. I mean, just when you see players go down and the other players' reaction. And
yeah, that's I brought up the Jason Peters. You know, the hurt and his, the empathy he had for Brandon Brooks.
It's an injury that he went through.
Yeah.
Twice. And also, you saw players walking off and weeping as they're walking off.
Yeah, I mean,
it mattered.
And we have seen times when, you know, teams, well, guys get beat, and the next thing you know, they're laughing and hugging. They were in pain. Alshon laid on the field. Mm-hmm. He lay on the field, you know, inconsolable. Like, that was...
Tells you what it meant
to him. I agree. You know, again, they hurt as we hurt, and that's, as a fan base, you know, I think it's something that you respect.
I'm proud of the fans, too. I mean, if you searched Cody Parkey's name after he missed that the double doink, he had death threats on Twitter.
Well, there was some of that regarding Alshon, too.
I didn't see many.
Well, that douchebag that writes in Chicago that wrote the article about Philly fans and all that stuff, and then failed to recognize that all the things that Chicago fans did about Cody Parkey was like screenshotting like six tweets. It's six in a billion people, right, on Twitter that act like idiots. But he's screenshotting it to make his point that we're the devil.
Okay, so there's six morons, six terrible fans.
Yeah, exactly. But there's bad fans everywhere.
Wait, but who's this?
Some guy out in Chicago wrote this story.
Who? What's the guy's name?
I forget.
He was a nobody.
I don't even want to give him credit.
He writes for the Tribune. And yeah. He basically, instead of ripping the Bears fans.
What's the guy's name?
I'll try to dig it up. He's not a well-known writer. Doesn't have many followers on Twitter. But
yeah.
He was killing Philly fans for making fun of Cody Parkey.
When their fans were going ballistic on him. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Then he did something yesterday with Alshon.
With Alshon, yeah. Didn't catch the ball. And some people said, Alshon, I hope he dies. Or, you know, that stupid thing.
You know what's amazing is that people... It's such an easy target. They look at social media, and it's like, you know, you can have some whatever loser in your mother's basement type of thing. They don't stand for an entire fan base. People think social media is gospel.
And
it's the wing nuts. You have a couple, you know, crackpots that tweet something.
And search Seattle Seahawks.
Out of millions of people. It's ridiculous.
Just search Pete Carroll and Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
Sure, he was getting the same thing after they lost to Dallas.
But I don't know.
And kept running the ball, you know? I mean, that's the emotion of sport. And you're right. Every fan base has dirtbags. You know? We have dirtbags. So do the Bears. So, and the Vikings, that's the biggest wuss franchise I've ever seen. They got dirtbags.
Yes.
You know? Tired of it. What are you laughing at? Would you get something over the telephone?
Frankie,
Oh, would he respond finally?
The animal says, I'll shoot the puck and
he already had the chance. Right. And he came up small, frankly.
Right through his head.
Hey, that's what he said last time. And he couldn't even get the shot off, so I don't believe him. Let's get back to the phone. We'll set it up. All right. A couple of listeners tweeted me too. Goes, oh, midday show challenge. I want to crack too. All right, bring it on, big boy. Top of the circle. Champ in Willingboro is on the Fanatic. What's up, Champ?
Hey, what's going on, Jason? What's up, man?
Hey, Champ.
Hey, man. You guys mentioned something real quick, man. You said that 2008 was the feeling that I felt. That's the way I felt yesterday because the devastating loss was 2002. NFC Championship game.
Oh, yeah, totally. That was the worst one, yeah.
And 2003, but 2002 even more.
Yeah, that was the worst one.
Yeah, but one other thing. I was there yesterday, man. I was in the Big Easy.
Oh, you were?
Oh, man.
What was it like, man?
Let me tell you, man. Early going into the game, both fan bases was chirping, barking at each other. But once we sat down, it was kickoff, both fan bases were tight. Everybody's butts was clenched. It was tight.
And when everybody butts were clenched.
We would. Let me tell you something. When we went up 14-0, you could turn around and look at us Saints fans. They would not look you in the eye.
Yeah.
But it turned after that 52-yarder was missed. Let me tell you, it was so quiet in there, Ant and Jason. You couldn't believe it. They saw phones start driving.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe it.
Oh, their butt cheeks were tight.
They couldn't stand up, man. You know what I mean?
Champ, yeah. That is awesome, Champ.
It was great, man. It was
did
a great
you
time.
Think, like, what was it like, Champ? Like, you know, you're up 14-0. Bears up 14-0. Like, you know, the first play, they're going deep, and the interception happens. Wow.
You know, you're sitting there, and New Orleans fans are arguing with each other. I can't believe it. All the acronyms that you think they were saying to each other, they would not look Eagles fans in the eye. And we were standing up, chanting, Eagles chants. And I'm telling you, it was about to be a takeover. But we act a little too soon, man, because I'm telling you, in that third quarter drive, the only thing that really got me pissed off a little bit with sports is you had Josh Hawkins in the game, and you never gave him some help or bracketed number 13.
Yeah.
Never let him beat us. Let somebody else beat us.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. You're dead right, champ.
All right, champ. Glad you.
Great call, man. Yeah. Thank you, champ.
Yeah, I was wondering how many Eagle fans were down there, and they showed a few on TV from time to time, but I mean, that's a hard stadium to take over in a playoff game. That's a good fan base down there.
I agree. By the way, I'm a fan of the champ. That's a good name, champ.
Champ?
Yeah. Champ.
Like B-Hop. You call B-Hop champ because
he's a champion. He's a champ.
He is a champ.
Yeah.
I like that too. Remember the movie Champ?
No.
Rick Schroeder in that one back in the day, the boxing movie?
Rick Schroeder.
Yeah, he's in that movie. Remember Rick Schroeder from Silver Spoons?
Yes.
He's the kid in that movie.
I never saw that movie. It's
a tearjerker. First movie I ever like bawled my eyes out at.
Really?
Yeah, tearjerker.
Worse than Brian Song?
Well, Brian Song's another one. Here's the movies that got me. Brian Song, definitely. The Champ was the first one. Marley and Me.
I never saw it.
Don't.
Yeah, I never saw it.
It's a good movie.
There's another one that, oh my God.
The Marley Me house is like 10 minutes from my house, 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
They shot scenes in the downtown Westchester.
Now, there was did you ever see A Dog's Life?
Yeah. Anything with a dog, I'm out.
Right? So.
I'm a mess.
I'm watching it in my little Massimo. I'm bawling.
And you can't control it?
I can't. And he's ripping me. I go, dude, you're sad.
He's giving it to
the dog.
Yeah.
And he's like, Daddy, stop. I'm like, dude, get up.
Well, I've seen a pair of cries tough for kids to comprehend.
You know.
Even though they cried the drop of a dime, right? 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. It's on the way. It is 97.5 The Fanatic, The Midday Show.
All right, now let's talk about the Bagster. I know who we're throwing in the Bagster today. And in fact, Sean Payton and all his relatives.
All of Whoville?
All of Whoville goes in the Bagster. Boom. That face with the upturned nose staring at you. Shade of green that he is. He's a hideous dude. Yeah, Sean Payton throwing the Bagster. Handle every job, even if it's Sean Payton and all the Paytons. It's the most convenient and affordable way to help with any of your cleanup, right? Like if you got, I don't know, say you're doing a remodeling job. Say you want to start the spring cleanup early. Well, the Bagster bag handles it all. It's a 3-cubic-yard dumpster to bag. It is sold at Home Depot and Lowe's. All kinds of local home improvement stores have it for only $29.99. It can handle all the jobs. It's always there for you. It's the best. You buy it, fill it, you schedule your collection, and poof, it's gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com. Find the store near you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you, clean it up with the Bagster.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dumpster in the back.
Football Monday is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Well, we wind down. So, Mikey Miss. Good to see you, Michael.
Looking dapper today, huh?
As always, 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Got B West today and Jaws at 5:10.
Yeah. This whole football, man. It's going to hit us. Like now, we're still kind of numb. This is how the rhythm goes. Like you're numb. You start to talk. You talk about it some more tomorrow, and then the real like you feel real sense of loss happens next weekend.
Yeah, and because you're And like Wednesday and Thursday when you start ramping up for the next game and it's not there now.
Well, that's it. Like, yeah. You know, you're used to going, all right, la, la, la.
Turn the page.
Now all of a sudden, you know, Football Friday, you can't, you know, it's done. Like, you can't use Football Friday.
No. Once your team's out, Football Friday's out. What you can use, though, is Football Monday, because that is what today is, which is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. I guess at some point this week, maybe even tomorrow, we're going to do some end-of-season grades and kind of
well, you got to look at the roster on. Now. I got to start focus on draft.
Yeah. I got to read this tweet for you real quick. Guy tweets in, he goes, Eagles run was fun, but it ended early. This offseason scares me as a fan, says Bill Farrell. A lot of turnover and over the cap. Eagles are looking for starters at offensive tackle, offensive guard, wide receiver, running back, defensive end, defensive tackle, linebacker, corner, possibly safety and center. That's a lot of people to sign after a $30 million a year Wentz. There's a lot to accomplish. Some of those answers are probably in-house. Maybe if Jason Peters walks away, maybe it's Jordan Mulata. Maybe not.
You hope.
Maybe it's not Jordan Mulata and he's not ready and you have to go Vitae.
You know, I mean, listen, like one of the things is that you got to hope that Jordan Mulata can be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you win a Super Bowl again, where you have a left tackle that's a stud that you don't have to pay for a few years.
Yeah, and you found them. You didn't even use a high pick or anything.
Exactly.
For him, right? Project guy that could work out.
Well, that's what happened with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Villanueva.
Huh?
Yeah, the Eagles sent him.
Right.
There's a lot of things that they're going to have to accomplish, and we're going to have to deep dig into that and what they need to accomplish this offseason. Here's the good news, though. You have a franchise quarterback, and he needs to stay healthy. I get that, Carson, and needs to have a good offseason preparation.
So you told me he spoke to that.
Yeah, and one of the things, injury-prone label.
And so what did he say about the injury-prone label?
He said, I look forward to putting that narrative, essentially, to bed in the next couple of seasons by being healthy. Yeah. By being healthy, and that's the way it does it.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Just got to say.
Yeah. Well, I'm chomping at the bit for next year already.
I can't think about next year, I'll be honest with you.
I know. It's just one of those things you look forward to with it's for so long. You know, when you get to free agency, and that could be really exciting for the Eagles, and how Howie and Joe Douglas and Andy Whitehead decide to handle free agency and what they can accomplish there. Depending, you know, you got to figure out, are you going to bring back Brandon Graham on a team-friendly deal? Are you going to bring back Ronald Darby? Are you going to try and bring some of your own players back that are unrestricted free agents? Or are you going to go into the market and try and find those answers? Sometimes the market gets silly with money. I don't know. And then, you know, what are you going to try and accomplish in the draft? What do you see there that you can accomplish?
Yeah.
Very intriguing offseason on the way. No question about it.
Big time, because you have all these veterans, and you love the veteran, and I think they're important. I think they're important to keep a smattering of them, because you want to keep the soul of the room.
The leadership. And the
soul of the room. The soul of the room is important.
Yeah, like you're right. Doug's the general, right? And he sets the tone for that. But the guys like Jason Peters, like Long.
And they play for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's real.
And you got to have that veteran presence. I totally agree with you. If you lose all that, then it's a big thing. It's something you can't quantify with statistics or anything like that, but it is a very important thing. Mikey Miss is coming up next, and our handoff is brought to you by the Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. So Mike's coming up next. He's got B West at 4 o'clock. And Ron Jaworski coming up at 5:10.
Sensational.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow, Ant, and we'll continue to decompress from a season.
Yeah, need a little six-year little Phillies talk, too, tomorrow.
Yeah, great job by everybody on the phones today. We appreciate you listening, and have a great afternoon. Mike is coming up next, and we'll get his thoughts on how things broke down. Mike says Mike's not one of those guys like, hey, I'm proud of you, and we're proud of you and pride and all that. So his angle could be very interesting coming up in mere moments, as it always is. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss next right here, exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.